Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, that you love to hear our voices, Father, as we love to hear your voice, Father. And I found out, Father God, the louder we sing, the more you like it. Thank you, Father. Father, I ask you to speak through me what you want spoken, Father God, and help me to leave off what you want me to leave off. Lord, I ask you to give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father God, to take in what the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, is saying. And I praise you and I thank you, Father, for your multiplied grace on our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Teaching on prayer. Don't forget, I want a little mercy here. I'm following Juan. So a little mercy, please. 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Okay, those born-again people, it says, we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, just bear with me. Okay, I know this is kindergarten stuff. Okay, so this new creation does things differently. Uh-huh. This now is a spiritual relationship because God is a spirit. We are now connected to God the Almighty. So God wants to correspond with him, talk to him, which is prayer. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. Remember. And I heard a guy on television says, I just believed him. He says, we will never, ever know the depths of God's love for us. We'll never know. We hear it all the time. God loves us, God, but we will never know.
Maybe.
So God wants, okay, God loves us, and it's a love relationship. Our heart and his heart. Just think about this. Think about a guy and a girl who first start dating. They talk a lot. I mean, a lot. And phone bills are up, you know, they talk a lot, okay. They are getting to know one another. Well, when we're born again, that's what is happening when you get born again. He loves you, and you love him, and he wants to hear from you. It's called prayer. Conversing, connecting with our Heavenly Father. We are, there's many facets of prayer. I kind of geared this one about the fact that he is listening. And I'll get to that further, okay? We are all at different stages with God. I mean, our closeness, you know, and, let me shoot this one in, okay? Rodney Howard Brown had read all of Smith Wigglesworth's books and everything. So he decided to do what Smith did. And Smith got up in the morning, ran around the bed, prayed in tongues for a half hour, ran around the bed, praised him and everything like that. So Rodney, he knew how powerful Smith was, so he thought he would do this. And he was doing it and doing it and doing it for weeks. Finally, God says, what are you doing? isn't that God? God is so funny, really. What are you doing? He says, I'm trying to be like Smith's, you know. He says, I know how powerful he is. And he says, but that was mine and Smith's relationship. Okay. In other words, you have to have your own relationship with God.
Amen.
And you know, Pastor has a relationship with God, and Pastor Sharon has a different, you know, a different, and you and everybody in here has a little bit different relationship. We are all so different. We are so different. Okay. No two people have the same exact closeness. Okay. Hebrews 4:12. We are invited to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. It's one of my favorite scriptures and I use it a lot. Okay. And I don't know about you, but I mean, I'm probably getting ahead of myself again. I don't know about you, but I have had to run to my Bible and put my finger on that and read it while I talk to God. Uh-huh. That's, okay, I'm getting ahead. Okay. And think about this, y'all. Maybe you aren't like this. We are needy people. Let's face it. I mean, you know, he's God and we're just on this earth, you know. And we need things. I don't mean just material things. I mean, we need help. We need wisdom. We just need someone to listen, you know.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I remember this time I said, Lord, I just need $22, God. That's all I needed. $22 to make up my rent. And I'm standing, putting my makeup on the mirror, and I heard this. I heard, why wouldn't he? And I thought to myself, why wouldn't he? I did ask him, didn't I? Well, I'm not kidding you. You know the person that sent that check that day? They sent it a couple days ago, but it arrived the day he said to me, why wouldn't he? I went out to the mail, and there was a check more than $22.
Hey,
God is so good.
Yeah.
Like you were telling about the spoon this morning. That was just so God. It was God. Okay. 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 Oh. You know, we are all, okay, count it a great privilege to come to his throne. He has every solution to every problem. He is waiting for you to come so he can give you the solution. Okay, prayer. It's prayer. Okay, and the door to the throne room is always open. Always open. We have this access through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I mean, we have access to everything through the blood. Make much of the blood. I know we've been taught that. Make much of the blood. It is our inheritance through Christ that he hears our prayers. Woo, thank you, Lord. Okay, I believe these next four scriptures, I believe, are ones I've had to run to. Because we have an enemy, and he oppresses us, suppresses us, depresses us, 24/7. He tries, not always does it. Okay, tries. But we have this enemy, and he wants to say, like, he ain't going to listen to your prayer today. You know what you did to that guy in traffic. You know, you were out of the boat when you did that to the guy in the traffic. You know what I mean? After he cut you off. You know, and he says, he ain't going to hear you today. You know, okay. Okay. Psalms 3 and 4. With my voice, I was crying to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. That's one time he hears you. Okay. And a multitude of these in the Bible. Okay. This is the Passion Translation. Have you ever used it? One time, a couple of weeks ago. This is the Passion Translation. I got it off Bible Gateway in my little app that my husband tries to teach me. Okay. Psalms 116, 1 and 2. I am passionately in love with God because he listens to me. He hears my prayers and answers them. As long as I live, I'll keep praying to him, for he stoops down to listen to my heart's cry. Whew, I'm telling you, I love that. Okay, Psalms 34:15, New King James. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, they are always open to our cry. Again, I would go, when I would get that oppression, and I'd point my finger at that scripture, and I says, no, his ears are open, his ears are open. And I'd say it over and over and over, go, over and over and go. So, and then I would start praying. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. Thank you, Father, that you hear us. Okay. I like this one, too. This is the Passion Translation of Psalms 66:19-20. Okay. 66:19-20, Psalms. Praises rise to God, for he paid attention to my prayer and answered my cry to him. I will forever praise God who did not close his heart when I prayed and never said no when I asked for help. He never once refused to show me his tender love. Whew, I'm telling you, I like that. Okay. So we know he's listening. We know now he is listening. He's listening. Okay. We don't always feel or sense his presence. He's still hearing us. If you are born again, he is still hearing us. Because his word says so. Just his word says so. You don't have to go by all these things. His word says he's listening. And I mean, you may not be like me, but I'm telling you, I will go and point my finger to that and will not leave it. Keep saying it over and over and over till really that lifts. Okay. Amen. He invites us to ask things of him because he is supply-minded. God is supply-minded. Okay. Okay, this is my favorite. John 16:24. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive that your joy may be full. I mean, is that a good scripture or what? Yeah. I'm telling you. I mean, I really go to that a lot. Okay. Because you said ask, Father, and you said I would receive, you know. Amen. He likes that. He likes the interaction. He likes expression. Amen. First John, of course, not when I just get up and jump up and down. Okay. First John 5:14-15 is the first scripture I ever had revelation on. And I'm telling you, I would just like it. I just never had one before. I was new to the full gospel. I had been in a Methodist church. I was new to the gospel. And I know we now it's called a light, but I didn't know what it was, a light. It was a light going on, but something went pow, you know? 1 John 5:14-15 says, now this is the confidence we have in God. That if we ask, you got to ask, if we ask anything according to his will, which is according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, and we know that he hears us because we're asking according to his word. And then I put these next ones, it says, we know we have. Underline that, we know we have. Big in my Bible in red and green and everything. We know we have the petitions that we asked of him. Hallelujah. I use that one a lot. Okay. Study the word. Study, 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 study. Read, read, read. Listen, 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 listen. You know, we're told that. We're taught that in this church. We are taught that all the time. Meditate, study, listen. It's important. It's important. God wants to do something to you and through you. Got to get you ready. Okay. Okay. Now you can just, what have I got here? Okay. Now you can just chat with God. He just likes you to chat with him. He wants to know how your day went and everything. I tell him that I like yard sales, and I tell him that I like flowers, and I like movies. He ought to know that. I ought to turn him off. Even last week or the week before, I fasted movies. I did. Pastor makes fun of my fasting. It was all movies, you know. I mean, because it's terrible. I'm a movie hound, you know. And Jaws, I know you, this is terrible. I watched it at least 7 to 8 times. And Gone with the Wind at least 7 times. And one more, American President. I'm sorry. This I got. See, but he knows that. He loves us anyways, and I am trying to fast it anyways. He likes you to try. Okay. Okay. Now, for instance, this is for instance. Lord, my mother-in-law is coming to live with us. God, do you understand? My mother-in-law is coming to live with us. Do you understand? Okay. Are you sure you understand? God! Well, let me tell you. I have a friend in Michigan I've known for 67 years. We've kept in contact 67 years. Her mother-in-law just in 2 months ago came to live with them. 98 years old, in perfect health. She could live to be 120! I'd be happy with that time! I'm sorry. So my friend says, Bonnie, just pray I'll have patience. She just don't have patience. I mean, that's really a thing to be dropped on you. And another thing, the other daughter, you know, the sister to the husband, okay, lives in Florida, and she's got power attorney. So there ain't no money coming for her mother-in-law. You know what I mean? This is pretty rough. God bless her precious heart. I'm going to visit her when I'm in Michigan. I'm going to pray for her, Pastor. I'm going to talk to the mother-in-law. No, okay. Okay. So what I'm trying to get at is, Lord, you do understand. Please, do you understand? Okay, well, I got a scripture for that, and I have had to run to this one many times, y'all, many times. Maybe you guys don't have to do it. Okay, Isaiah 40:28. The creator of the ends of the earth neither faints nor is weary or grows weary. His understanding is unsearchable. His understanding is unmeasurable. You can talk to him about anything, no matter how intimate it is or anything. I was so glad years ago when he understood that I wanted a divorce. I mean, things were terrible in my first husband. They were terrible. And he understood. Yes. He understood. I'm so thankful. Thankful, Father. Thankful. Amen. Now, Psalms 104 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We all know that scripture, okay? Now I practically always sense his presence when I start Thanksgiving. And you can start anywhere. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Thank you. I feel like that's like the no-brainer, you know. But I thank him for Alabama Power and hot and cold running water. What? That's awful when you don't have it. You know what I mean? And good neighbors. God, I'm glad for it. I'm so happy over good neighbors. They're not loud. They're not cranky. They're nice. Ah, I'm going to tell you, neighbor trouble is bad trouble. Okay. Very, 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 very thankful. And you can just name everything on this earth. Just start Thanksgiving. You will feel that presence come in that room. Woo, glory to God. Okay, prayer again. Prayer is connecting and conversing with God. And he likes to hear your voice. He likes to hear, he likes to hear your likes and dislikes. He likes to hear from you how your day went. He does. He likes to hear how your day went, you know. Okay. I like documentaries, biographies, and autobiographies. Okay, throw that in there. Okay. No, it can be talking about the littlest thing or the biggest thing, but you can be talking to him a little here, a little there, into the laundry room, driving. You know what I mean? Keep in contact with God. You're staying in contact with God. And Psalms, I love scripture. I can't help it. Psalms 15:8. Wipe that away. Proverbs 15:8, Proverbs. The prayer of the upright is his delight. You see, he's delighted to hear from us. I like that. Yes. Okay. I don't have to think, am I coming too often to the throne room, you know? You don't have to think that. It delights him. Hallelujah. You know, we talk to God, but he usually answers by his word. That's why he wants you in his word, because all of a sudden a scripture will go bing, and it's just the answer to what you need. You all know that. Yeah. Read, study. When you don't feel like praying, listen to this. It's good to have made it a spiritual discipline, which when you're first learning, it's good to make a spiritual discipline prayer, a spiritual discipline. Okay. Like you have the natural discipline of taking a shower, brushing your teeth, you know, making your bed. We have a spiritual discipline. Hallelujah. It's good to have spiritual habits. It really is good. And, you know, one other thing, like if you always come to God at a certain time in prayer, he knows where you're going to be at that time. And if you have a daily devotional, which he is really talked to me a lot through daily devotionals. You know, he knows where I'm at. He knows I'm on that date at that page at that time. And woo! Okay, another answer. Okay, it's praying often you prevent Satan from taking your heart in another direction. Amen. Reserve your heart for God and the influence of God. If you want to reap the benefits and blessings of prayer, just pray. Pray when you don't feel like it. Pray when you do feel like it. Pray and watch God work. He gets excited when you see his answers. But do begin to pray. Okay, I was reading this book, The Prayer Motivator. It's a good book. It's just a prayer motivator. It really helped me. It motivated me, okay. Now, I heard a preacher say recently, when God taps you to pray, sometimes he does. He, you know, you're praying to him and everything. That's fine and dandy. But sometimes he taps you to pray, okay. He usually just wants you to get in on what he's already been working on. I like that. See, because he delights to see your expression like, oh, that's what we were praying about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are fellow workers with God. Now, praying in tongues applies spirit to flesh. That means Bonnie should pray in the spirit a lot, and she won't watch movies. Do you see what I mean? I mean, they aren't really bad, but you overdose, you know. But it does put spirit on this flesh that wants to, you know, click, 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 you know. And I really try hard to. It's almost like an addict. I really try hard to, like, go past them, you know. It causes your spirit to rise up and take charge. Just like barbells strengthen your arms, praying in tongues strengthens your spirit. Y'all know that. Praying in tongues strengthens your spirit. Okay. Okay, this is my last page. Spiritual work depends on spiritual tools. Prayer is a powerful tool. Amen. Praise God forever. Thank you. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.